Some good news to report today from the world of public education. For the first time in recent years, American high schools have cracked a milestone on graduation rates, reaching 80%. Jeffrey Brown has the story as part of our American Graduate Project, a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
In fact, 81% of American high schoolers graduated on time in 2012. That's up from 73% 6 years earlier. The report is based on statistics from the U.S. Department of Education and was compiled by a coalition called America's Promise Alliance. Joining us now is John Bridgeland, president and CEO of Civic Enterprises, one member of that group, and he's an author of today's report. He's been an advisor to the American Graduate Project, and welcome to you.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
So what is driving the good news? How did we get there?
Well, the most significant gains in graduation rates have actually been among Hispanic students and African Americans since 2006. And these students, half of African Americans and 40% of Hispanics, were trapped in these dropout factory schools where it was literally a 50-50 proposition whether you graduated or not.
You use the term dropout factory.
We do. It's a tough term, but I think it's an appropriate term because literally you go into these places and half of your classmates aren't finishing school.
So give me an example of a place or two where you saw the difference that resulted in these kinds of statistics.
New York City had these large urban school districts. They broke them up into smaller learning communities, schools within schools, ninth grade academies, made them more personalized learning environments where young people could connect to learning in ways that showed relationships between what they were learning in school and what they wanted to be with in life. In fact, we had done a study called The Silent Epidemic, listening to the perspectives of dropouts all across the United States. And they told us the leading reason they left was because they didn't see those connections between career dreams and classroom learning.
Well, so good news, but that, of course, still means that one in five students are not graduating.
It's true.
There's a lot left to do.
There is. And, in fact, the gaps between graduation rates of low-income students and their middle and higher-income peers are 20 percentage points or even up to 30 percentage points in some states. Also, students with disabilities, the graduation rate in Nevada is 24%. Mm. The graduation rates in Kansas and Montana are 77 and 81%, respectively. So we have these huge gaps between students with different needs and abilities.
Well, what are the main factors you see at in schools? Because you look at your report, and yes, there are some places that are already approaching that 90% mark.
Yes.
There are above it. Then there are others below 60%.
One is an awareness of the gaps between these populations. Also, we can predict as early as late elementary school and middle school the early warning indicators of chronic absenteeism, poor behavior, course performance in reading and math. And when these young people are falling off track, we can get them the supports they need to stay on track. We're also seeing large school systems reform and be redesigned in ways that they become more personalized and engaging to the students, smaller classroom settings, also beyond academics, teaching social and emotional skills, things like persistence and grit and character and discipline and collaborative problem solving, the very skills that employers are looking for.
You know, I know this has been an effort for a long time, and I read in one article, one in your report, that it's been undertaken by four presidents.
It's true.
Why has it taken so long?
It's so interesting. Four successive presidents set effectively the same high school graduation rate goal of 90% by some certain date.
Yeah.
And we've had flatlining graduation rates for 30 years. However, in the last decade, we have increased awareness. People understood who these young people were, why they dropped out from high school, and that 50% of the dropouts were only found in 15% of the schools. So it seemed like a targeted, fixable problem.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a civic Marshall Plan emerged. General Colin and Alma Powell assembled a group of leaders, educators, principals, administrators, community-based organizations, and said, let's take the goal seriously. The class of 2020 is in third grade today. Mm-hmm. What does the evidence tell us about what we can do to keep those young people on track? And so all these organizations have been aligning against this Grad Nation campaign and plan of action.
Well, so I wonder now, looking ahead, two things. One, is there any sense that the easy part's been done?
Yeah.
That, you know, from here on it gets a lot harder.
Right.
And then, of course, there's the factor that we've reported on this program plenty of times, Common Core.
Yes.
A lot of changes that are being introduced into the curriculum in high schools around the country.
I think the good news, Jeffrey, is that the most progress since 2006 was right during the period when graduating from high school became more complicated, more difficult, more rigorous, more AP courses, more courses required to graduate, exit exams to graduate. And so schools and districts are rising to a standard of excellence. The Common Core will usher in an era of learning and accountability across the country in ways where we'll know that young people, whether they're in Akron or Albuquerque or anywhere in the country, are learning effectively to a high standard. And that's what we ought to be ascribing to.
That goes to not only the numbers, but the quality of education,
exactly,
which, of course,
right,
is still very much on the table.
Yes.
All right, John Bridgeland, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be with you, Jeffrey.